A very happy new year, and we'll begin our first service of the year by singing our theme hymn 233. 233. Let us sing all four verses. Service this morning, we will have Brother Walter Schroeder from Portland read the morning resolve. Brother Brian Keymichael from Marshfield, Wisconsin, in that area. The vow, Brother Roger Fouché from Duncan, B.C., the morning manna, in that order. Brother Walter.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, Psalms 50 and 5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings, to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that, with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to that room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters, and in the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
January 1st, 1978. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Psalm 66, 8 and 9. Thanks be to God that his grace has preserved us, kept us from falling, through another year. That so many of us are still of one heart and of one mind in respect to his word and its service. When we remember that the adversary is to be permitted to bring strong delusions upon the Lord's people for the very purpose of sifting out all not truly his, it should surely call forth our thanks to God that the opening of another year finds us still standing fast, appreciating the truth, and in full accord with all the divine appointments by which he has kept us from falling.
Thank you, brethren. We'll first proceed with some announcements. We have love from Brother and Sister Hollister and Brother John T. Reed, canceled out because of the inclement weather. Angeline Micah passed away yesterday afternoon, and the visitation will be tomorrow after 6 and Tuesday, and the funeral will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Beckvack Funeral Home, 5218 South Kedzie Avenue. The children's Bible class will start today at 2 p.m. Programs are on the outside table, outside the hall. And here's an announcement for the local brethren. Next Sunday, the business meeting has been canceled, and instead, Brother Carl Hagensick will have the service. Service this morning with the use of